It's Thursday, March 6, 2008. A perfect day to begin my second podcast of a four-part series discussing different children books focused on counting. The book this week was written by one of America's most famous poets, Eve Marion. She's also known as a playwright director, but more known for her ability to create unforgettable poems. She teamed up with Bernie Carlin to create the book entitled 12 Ways to Get to 11. Carlin has been presented with many awards for the innovative illustrations that he has produced. Merriam and Carlin have received great reviews on this book. Publishers Weekly said, "Merriam offers a counting book with an innovative twist, well suited to preschoolers ready for more of a challenge. This book gives a creative and colorful way to show readers different ways to count to 11. The illustrations are typical for a children's book. However, the color tone is something I am witnessing for the first time. The colors remind me of a vintage pastel painting. Combined with the writing styles of Merriam, the illustrations jump off the page. The book is written in a non-rhyming scheme method, but is very understandable for young readers. I really enjoyed the way Merriam and Carlin created a new equation to express the number 11 on every page. The page with the streetlights and house was my favorite equation in the book. Merriam writes, "Go past four corners and two traffic lights. Then past the house with two chimneys and the garage with two cars and a bicycle. Now look, you're at 11th Street." I really enjoy the 11th Street part of this passage. Creative ways to incorporate the number 11 keeps the reader excited with every turn of the page. This book keeps the reader attentive and is a great recreational read. However, if taught in an educational setting, being taught in collaboration with the books, My First Counting Book by Lillian Moore, for the preschool student, or Counting Our Way to the 100th Day of School by Betsy Franco for the first grade level student, would greatly benefit the student's number sense. Well, we've reached the end of my second podcast, and I would personally like to thank you for listening. This is Anthony Hatch, and I will be speaking to you again soon.